There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Geek Trippin'.
We are off on a musical adventure.
We are. We're going to go see these guys.
Never thought I'd let a rumor ruin my moonlight. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. I've got potential.
Bands on the planet, I say.
Love them. So this week, you remember last week, we did Childish Gambino in New Zealand, and I was like, oh, I really have to go see this now. I thought I learned my lesson. I'm like, I'm going to pick a band that I've already seen, and I'm going to pick a place that I've already been, and hopefully it won't be so bad. Didn't work. I still want to go. Yeah. The Killers are performing in Bangkok at the Thunderdome on September 17th. Now, I saw them, and I think you just said that you were there as well. I saw them when they were here in Abu Dhabi.
It was an amazing gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would definitely put it in the top five concerts that I've ever been to, I think.
Me too.
Yeah. So just a little bit about the band. They came together in 2001 in Las Vegas with frontman Brandon Flowers, Dave Kooning on the guitar, Mar Stromer on the on bass, and Ronnie Vannucci Jr. on drums. That was quite a mouthful. They met when one of them posted an ad in the paper looking to connect with other musicians. Can you imagine how wrong that could have gone?
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm just so glad they found each other because they've just got such a great sound. Although I don't feel like they've done much lately.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. I'm going to talk about their latest album. They actually wrote the songs to their first album, Hot Fuss, in a garage in L.A. And the area that they were in was so hit by a lot of natural disasters, everything from forest fires to earthquakes. The drummer, Ronnie, was actually thrown off his stool by an earthquake while they were recording one of their songs.
It's intense.
Yeah. Can you imagine just sitting there on a stool and just falling right off? Crazy. Well, the album came out in 2004. It was such a massive success. It was in the top 40 UK album chart for 179 weeks. That's almost 3.5 years.
2004, that's a year before I came to Dubai. Wow, it doesn't feel that long ago.
I feel like this is one of, I feel like their music is the kind of music that's kind of a soundtrack to different points of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a moment in time, isn't it?
Their first single is still one of my favorites. It's about a real experience that Brandon Flowers went through, being cheated on. And he said all of the emotions in the song were very real. And his wounds from the experience were still very fresh when he did the song.
Listen to Killers tracks for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I would love that. And I was just saying, they just don't get old. Even though these songs are so, I mean, that one's probably about 14 years old now.
They're just bangers, that's like why.
It. Yeah. Well, they followed, so that was Mr. Brightside. That was their first single that ever came out. And they followed Hot Fuss with Sam's Town, Day and Age, Battle Born, and their most recent record, Wonderful Wonderful. So they've had 5 studio albums so far. And Flowers has actually talked about all of that success in their early days really going to his head. And he says he's had to really calm down since then. And one of their most recent singles, The Man, is all about looking back on that feeling in time.
I've spent quite a fair amount of time, I think, cleaning up, you know, some messes that I made. I said things that didn't really reflect the person that I am. It actually came from a place, I think, of insecurity, and I don't think I was. We were young, well, at least I was. I mean, I'm younger than.
I was 35.
Ronnie was like, I'm quite a bit younger than the rest of the band. Yeah. I didn't know, you know, we didn't know that the first album was going to blow up like it did. It was there were some people liked it. My dad was into it. Telling it like it is. He's telling it like it is. But it didn't feel right.
Yeah, fame must be such a strange thing to just suddenly get.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice that he's kind of owned up to the fact that it wasn't who he really was. And
yeah.
I don't actually remember that. I always just saw the Killers and listened to their music. I didn't know the personalities involved. I never saw it. But apparently he had a lot of bravado and an attitude.
I didn't really know many stories about the Killers. Again, I just liked the music.
Right, exactly. So we were talking about some of their more recent music. And even though it's not as well known as some of their earlier music, Flowers says Wonderful, Wonderful, their most recent album, is one of the most personal and authentic albums that they've done so far, so it's really worth a listen.
I was really struggling when we started this record for any kind of content, anything, even. I couldn't, usually I'm pretty good at just making things up. It wasn't happening. And I realized that when I would sort of go more introspective or go more personal, that it, you know, doors were opening. The things that were going on that in my life was focused pretty solely on my wife, and she struggles with what they call complex PTSD. It got dangerous, and so it was nice that we were able to, that she sought help, and it helped me understand what she was going through more. A lot of people write songs because they're not great at speaking. It takes me a long time to articulate what I want to, and I get quite a bit of that time to do it by writing songs. You should try it if you're not great at speaking. Write a song.
Sounds like such a nice guy.
Yeah, right? He sounds so grounded.
Where are we going to see them? You haven't told us that yet, have you?
Oh, have I not? No,
I don't think so.
Bangkok.
Oh, you did tell us we were going to Bangkok. Okay. That would be great.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. And also just another thing about the Killers. I didn't know that Brandon Flowers actually released some solo albums. Did you know this?
Yes, I think. Okay. I did know this.
Yeah, I wasn't too familiar with any of these songs, but in 2010 he came out with Flamingo, and then in 2015 one called Desired Effect.
Ah, okay. Are we going to be hearing any of the new stuff from Wonderful Wonderful?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm dying to hear what they sound like now, because I haven't heard any of that on the radio.
Yeah, it hasn't. I don't think it's really been played out too much, but it's pretty good. I quite enjoyed some of it.
Is it like the old stuff or?
No, I think it's a different sound. Like, you can obviously still, I think the Killers are so distinct with their sound, but it's definitely fresh.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're definitely talking about how not to be a tourist in one of the most touristy places ever.
Gig Trippin.
Sonal has put together a really great gig for you today. We're going to see one of the best bands ever.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites.
We can't wait till tomorrow. You gotta know.
Bottom of that, are we human or are we dancer?
I'm just gonna go with dancer.
I'm definitely dancer. I don't even know any humans. All dancers, my friends.
I think so.
So we're gonna see the Killers. How cool is that?
Oh, can't wait. We're going to see them in Bangkok at the Thunderdome on September 17th. So since we're going to Bangkok, I thought we'd take a little bit time to figure out what some of the best things are to do there. Bangkok is one of those buzzing places where you get into you can have so many different kinds of experiences, really depending on what you're looking for. They have the beautiful temples, the historic sites, busy shopping streets, the nightlife, and if you ask me, some of the best food in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And cheap as well.
Yeah, exactly. You can really do it on a budget if you want to. Or you could do it up.
I enjoyed Bangkok much more than I thought I would, actually.
Really?
No, I only had a couple of days there, but just the little stalls at the side of the road where you go in and just have such a huge dinner for hardly any money at all. But I also went to a really great Japanese restaurant when I was there.
Hmm.
Yeah, they've got a real mix, haven't they, of cultures. And the biggest outdoor, not flea market, but kind of antique market that I've ever seen in the world. It was huge.
That's really cool. So one of the things that made this an interesting, gig tripping place to do for today, I thought, is so many people here have been to Bangkok.
Yeah.
So we're sort of thinking a little bit about how to do it a bit off the beaten path, some neighborhoods you might not know of. And Thailand has such a rich history. It's actually the only Southeast Asian country to have avoided colonial rule, which I think is a really interesting thing about it. And it's one of the most visited cities for tourism around the world. I caught up with a local to find a little bit more about what to do there. I spoke to Neha Sachdev. She's lived in Bangkok for around 30 years before recently relocating to Dubai to work as a teacher. She says she still goes back every few months, so she's still quite up with what's going on. And she described Bangkok to me like a new restaurant when you're really, really hungry. If you order the wrong thing, it could leave a sour taste, but if you get the right thing, it's an amazing experience. So she said basically choose wisely. And there's a lot to choose from, so you can really, again, do it up or do it on a tight budget. I asked her about some of the new trends in the city and some of the best experiences for visitors.
While still holding true to all its cultural roots, Bangkok is definitely becoming more internationally minded. The food scene has grown over the past few years, and there is always a new place to check out, and you can find almost any cuisine to feed your craving. Rooftops are definitely the newest trend. As most high-rises are making the most of their space, Bangkok has figured out a way to keep its tropical green and create an oasis feel within the concrete jungle. The amazing thing about Bangkok is, regardless of your mood, your wallet, or that particular day's weather, there is something suitable for anyone to do or see. From shopping in luxury malls or buying boutique designer pieces, to walking the famous Chatuchak weekend market, eating food street side or at a Michelin star, riding a long-tail boat along the Chao Phraya River, having a cold brew coffee at the latest hipster cafe, checking out the local walking streets, bike rides in a gorgeous green park in the middle of the city, happy hours at a rooftop to catch the city views at sunset, taking a Thai cooking class, getting your culture fix in temple visits, riding a tuk-tuk through the bustling city's traffic, watching a Muay Thai kickboxing match, or touring museums. There will always be something to check your box for the day.
Neha, I'm back. I'm in. Definitely. That sounds amazing.
I want to do all of those things at once.
Yeah, that sounds really, really good.
Right. And now Bangkok is pretty large. It's sort of a sprawling metropolis, right? The city has a population of 8 million people. And so you can stay in some of the central streets and areas, the well-known shopping districts. But I know when I travel, I like to explore some neighborhoods that are off the tourist trail. So Neha told me a little bit about her top areas.
Bangkok is full of clusters and different neighborhoods, some of which I haven't even explored myself. Each area has its own charm, and you would really make the trek to different places for different reasons. Thonglor is like the Soho of Bangkok. It's got trendy cafes, restaurants, nightlife, shopping, anything you could want to find. Ari is an up-and-coming area full of food, and you can literally do a walking tour down the streets of Ari. Chinatown has an old school feel with local food joints, speakeasies, and anything you could possibly want to buy can definitely be found in Chinatown. Kaosan is like the backpacker's paradise, and I can't really put into words the experience. You'll just have to go there yourself.
Yeah, there's so much to see, so many different areas to Bangkok. We stayed in a place called Phra Kanong in a really amazing little hotel called the Mustang Nero.
Ooh.
Found it on Airbnb, actually. Every room's different. All really cool. But when you walk in downstairs, it's so confusing. They have so much taxidermy, but also live animals. So you're kind of wandering around looking at...
You're like, is this dead or alive?
Yeah. And watching, like, there's a cat who's just lying on reception and a couple of other cats just wandering around and a few dogs outside. And I wonder how they feel about all the other ones who are no longer alive. It's a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Mixing the two.
Existential cats. Well, onto one of what I think is the most important things you need to know about Thailand. Steph, how do you feel about Thai food?
Love Thai food.
Yeah, I could just, it's my go-to comfort food. You know, red veggie curry or pad thai. I could really eat it every day, I think.
It's, like it's fresh, it's tasty. Yeah, love it.
And this is the kind of place where obviously there's a ton of street food as well. But here's some of the hidden gems that Neha Sachdev, who's a longtime Bangkok resident, told me about.
This is a really tough one. I live for Thai food and I crave it so often, so just picking a few is not going to be easy. One of my family's long-standing regulars is Song Thong. It's a hidden gem in the heart of the city. It's non-bougie, local mom-and-pop joint on the corner of a street. With large, old-school family-style plastic tables and chairs, it's famous for anything seafood, is almost always full and impossible to get a reservation. But even when you're full from a meal, you can still eat another one at this place. The Isaiah Siamese Club is one of Asia's top 50 restaurants. It's located in a historical 100-year-old Thai villa. All drawn from Thai influences, you will be blown away by the ambiance, the decor, their food and drink presentation, taste and blends of how East meets West. My current favorite, though, is a restaurant called Srithrat. It is a perfect blend of northern and southern Thai food with just the right flavors for all taste palates. And their famous coconut dessert... Well, let's just say I pre-order a few bowls of it as soon as I sit down.
Now, here's a big question. Do you eat before or after a killer's gig?
Oh, I'm going to say before.
Oh,
you want the energy to dance at that.
But you can't be jumping around with loads of Thai food in your tummy.
That's true.
I think that's a tricky one, isn't it? Because if you eat too much, then you're going to be tired at the killer's gig, which would be awful. I think you've got to snack before,
exactly.
Eat after.
Or eat like 3 hours before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got that sorted. We're going to come back. We're going to be telling you where to stay when we do, how much this trip's going to cost you, and we'll also introduce you to some of the new killer songs.
Gig Trippin.
We're going to see a band that has been here to the UAE, but I'd still go see. Never thought I'd let a rumor ruin my moonlight. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential, I've got potential. Yeah.
love The Killers. They are just such an amazing band.
Yep, and they're performing in Bangkok on September 17th, so we're talking about going to see them today. We talked a little bit about the band and about Bangkok and what there is to see there, just in terms of some of the logistics, in terms of getting there. It's about a 6.5-hour flight to go there directly. You can take Emirates for 2,565 dirhams or Thai Airways. They also do a nonstop flight for 2,215 dirhams.
I just remembered something. I flew with Fly Dubai when I went to Bangkok.
Did you?
And I got an amazing deal.
Ah.
And it's a brand new plane that
Wonderful.
They use. And if you go business class, which is pretty reasonable prices, then you have a flat bed, like a proper flat lie-down bed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We were so surprised. It was an amazing plane.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I mean, just looking at these ticket prices, that's not too bad at all, considering it's, you know, almost a 7-hour flight.
Yeah.
Pretty affordable. In terms of staying there, there's tons of options as well. There's, you know, I personally, when I travel, instead of the large chains, I really like designed boutique hotels. So I found one, I found one before I got to the price. So.
Oh.
we'll find out why it sounds so wonderful. It's called the Siam. It's located in the historic heart of the city, just along the Chao Phraya River. And looking at the photos, it's got such a modern, clean aesthetic, but lots of character and eclectic design elements at the same time. So it just looks really luxe. And it'll cost you a pretty penny, 2,500 dirhams a night.
A night?
Yep. Which is doable for some, perhaps, but certainly not for me. So it's one that I'm just going to look at and admire and dream of a little bit. Maybe pop in for tea if I can.
Yep.
So for something a little bit more affordable, I'm staying at the Vacation Bangkok, the Artistic Home. That's the whole name.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's 487 dirhams a night, and it seems really, you know, current, hip, trendy cafe downstairs instead of your traditional lobby. And it's got a 9.5 review score on booking.com, so I was sold.
Ha! Huh.
Yeah. And then in terms of the ticket, how much it's going to cost you for the concert? We're flying there, so I definitely want to be standing in the front. And tickets for that will cost about 400 dirhams.
I get a bit scared in the front.
Mm.
I like to be just behind the front. I don't like it where people jump.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because you want to be in the crowd and feel the energy. I feel like if I'm too far back sometimes, people are too laid back.
Aren't you always worried you'll get your foot stood on?
No.
Kazim texted in and said, "Where are you both from? I like your accents." I am obviously an American, Kazim, but I'm putting on a Geordie accent. Where are you from?
I am Indian, but I grew up here in Dubai.
Putting on an American accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
So we were talking a little bit also about how we all know those old classics, but not everybody's so familiar with their new music. They did come out with a new album in 2017 called Wonderful, Wonderful. And one of their songs was a little bit looking back at some of the bravado that they had around when they first came out, all of their success. And it's called The Man.
See what you think of it.
USDA certified lean. I'm the man.
That's The Killers. And The Man, which is from their new album, Wonderful, Wonderful. I really like it.
Yeah, I think it's a completely different sound, but I really enjoy it as well.
So if you want to go and see them in Bangkok, they are going to be playing live. When were they playing again? What date?
September 17th.
Lots of time to plan your trip. Hopefully that helped with the planning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.